We quote verse 17 so much, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that we short out. Faith comes. Do you see that word comes? One minister on TV, I loved it. He said, it must not have been there, for it cometh there. It wouldn't have had to come there. I just thought, there's no more brilliant statement than that. Must not have been there, for it cometh there. He said, otherwise it wouldn't have had to come there. Once faith comes, it comes by hearing, it comes by your diligence, by your commitment, by your determination to have revelation, wisdom, understanding. But once it comes, you've got to do something. Faith comes. And if you're not acting on your faith, if you're not walking in what you know, you're just like a book that you haven't read or knowledge that you haven't put into practice. Faith comes. Now, this is so clear. Verse 18, follow this. But I say, talking about Israel, have they not heard? Yes. Israel heard the will and the word of God. They knew what God wanted of them. Have they not heard? Yes. Their sound went to all the earth, their words to the ends of the earth. But I say, did not Israel know? The obvious answer there is yes, she did know. If you read the translations, that's what they say. Have not they heard? They say yes. Didn't they know? Yes. But you go down to verse 21. To Israel, he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying. One gainsays is one that contradicts, obstinate, stubborn, always in the wrong lane. They heard, but they wouldn't walk in what they heard. They wouldn't do anything with what they heard. They wouldn't act on what they heard. They did hear, they did know. Now, it's one thing to be ignorant, and it's one thing to be slovenly, to not act, to not do. Now, look at James. Israel knew. Well, let's look at Hebrews first. Let's show you that again. She knew all right. She didn't do what she knew to do. And here's what disconnected her is how she felt and what she saw. And in healing, that's the disconnect, the amount of pain, the tests that I'm expecting, the surgery perhaps, or deciding to or not to have the surgery, the suffering, the trauma. And one of the biggest killers is sympathy. If you have somebody that's going to be, oh, you poor thing, you need to get rid of them. That's just the truth. They're going to disconnect. Disconnect you. Hebrews 4, talking again about Israel. Verse 2, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. It was preached to them, they heard it, they knew it, but it was no profit, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. That means we have to determine what faith is, and faith has to be more than what you heard, because they did hear it. And we're sure that they heard it. It says they heard it in Romans, but there was no profit. They didn't prosper. They weren't on a successful journey. And it's because they didn't act on what they heard. It was in them, but they didn't walk in it. Now look at James. One book over, James. Verse 22, you know, we used to sing that one. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. The hearer, that's the person who has read, may have studied, they have knowledge, they have some understanding, they may have some revelation. But if they're not practicing what they know, if they're not living or walking in the truth they know, it says they're deceived. They're deceived into thinking they'll have victory, but you're not a victory because you're a hearer. You're not a victor because you're a reader. You're not a victor. Have victory or be more the conqueror because you have understanding. It's when you put that understanding, that revelation into practice, when you do what you know to do. And the first thing we always do is say what God's saying, not how I feel about it. That's why when there was the business crunch, Pastor told us, he always said, the Lord's my helper. It'd be an ideal time to say, you know, I don't know what we're ever going to do. Business is really poor, and we have a product that's not necessary to life. You could just go on and on. And over again, I do believe you need a confidant, but you need someone who will stand you on your feet and say, hush that this minute. Be nice about it. But you have to put people in the right lane or you don't help them. One lady came to me, and she was so far wrong, so far, totally unscriptural. It just was a matter of she was wrong. And so I said, well, let's see what God said. I wanted to be nice about it. And I looked at it and she said, read it to her. She said, well, that's not what my mama said. Now what am I going to do? I mean, you can't slit somebody's throat with what their mama said, you know. You got to be nice. I said, well, let's read again what God said. You've got to have somebody that knows the truth and speaks the truth and will speak the truth to you that will keep you walking on the water when you think you can't walk on the water. And so, you got to be a doer. You know, this is profound. Do is something you do. That's just as profound. It's not something you think about doing. It's what you do. Now, the verse ahead of that's important. Lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness. Receive with meekness. That word receive means take what's offered to you. There's some things that God has offered to you in His Word by His Spirit. Receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save your soul. If your soul is saved, your mind is renewed, your soul prospers. Another expression, same thing. And it's engrafted. And when something's trees are grafted together, the purpose of grafting is permanent union. You can look up a book on grafting and you'll see that in there. Webster's Dictionary will tell you that. It's permanent union. And I have to stay permanently united with the Word. That's the only way I'm going to be a doer of the Word.